If you look at the survey, he can't have anything. He's not making big money or anything. So what are these people after? What, and they lost the case in the criminal court that he was that he murdered Ron Goldman and his wife. They lost that case, but they still have to prove through the civil court that he did it, because that still serves their purpose of, let's get this straight, it still serves their purpose of, they have to worry about Farrakhan, because whatever the man's got, he's coming on, because black people are deserting the Christian religion and turning into Muslimism for all various kind of reasons. Maybe they got tired of the same things that we're doing. But it's all political. I hope I'm making myself clear, because I know I'm confusing myself.
Well, you're in good company.
So if I'm confusing myself, I need help to... but it is all politics, and it's control. Basically, back in 1992, when Woolley was, I call him Woolley, I remember that, was elected, he was deathly afraid of Farrakhan and where maybe 50% of the black vote was going to go. And they're still scared of it. They're still scared of it. And I think most of you remember here what happened to this guy, poor Marlon Brando, when he got on Larry King's show. The guy told the truth. Hollywood is controlled by the Jews, and nothing truer than what Doris is saying about the sitcoms. That is subliminally, how do you like that?
That's a good one.
Getting these little kids thoughts in their, crazy thoughts in their minds. And all right, can you believe it's beyond belief that some kid has been watching this, listening to it, he has a date with a girl, and she says, come on up. For a cup of coffee, and she meant come up for a cup of coffee. But he don't think so, because he learned on this he learned on there that this girl means something else than what she's saying, and he goes up and forces himself on her. A big deal. A father hears a case back in Kansas. The father heard this thing going on. Him, his daughter, and the guy in the front room, and he punched him. Can you imagine that? Been on the police department 25 years, almost lost his job. And so it's silly. It's just got to the point of silly. That's why I went back when I was a kid. I got lots of fights, but the worst I got taken down to the, both of us got taken down to the principal's office, said, we're going to send you to Jacob Reese. That's in the reform school. Teach you some better manners. But we didn't take a gun to school. In fact, I didn't smoke when I was in school. I didn't learn how to smoke until I'd been in the Navy for 2 years. I was in the Navy hospital down in Long Beach. This guy next to me is laying there on his back. He can't move, and his wife brought him a box of cigars. He offered me cigars. I learned how to smoke with cigars. Then I found out cigarettes did more for me. And besides, cigars were expensive. And so I changed to but shortly after that, I quit. I got to go along with whoever's saying it in government. I don't believe that tobacco smoking is addictive. It might addict your head, but not, in other words, you think you got to have it. Because I'm not the strongest guy in the world, mentally or anything else, but I woke up one morning, lit one up, and boy, I said, this ain't for me. What do I need this for? It's making me sick. I wanted to pack up, throw it out in the backyard. Never smoked again. That's been 40 years ago.
That was before they used opiates in the paper making.
And the guy that tells you, that's why I say it's in the head, the guy tells you, I'm addicted, he ain't addicted, he doesn't want to quit.
So, now, then there's Ron Goldman. Sorry about that, Gary.
Okay. Well, I think what Doris is meaning is getting back to his father. And why is all this going on? You watch on TV. Look at this powerhouse of lawyers that's on Nicole's family side, Goldman's side. Where are they getting the money to do that? And why? Because they know they're not going to get it back like the criminal lawyers, Johnny Cochran and all those guys. They suck O.J. dry. They got all this money. There ain't none. I can't see where the guy's got a dime. So what is it these guys are after? And you watch the TV. In fact, everybody, I've had a lot of guys say, I don't watch CNN anymore because I'm mad at it. But don't do that. Watch it and then think just the opposite of what that thing is telling you. And you're going to be so close to what's really going on, you don't need an intelligence unit to tell you what's happening. So,
I'm going to tell you what it is about, Ron Goldman.
Thank you.
No, I'll get this gentleman to turn that doggone thing off. Thanks, Doris. Really.
If you go back to the protocols, this was before I started smoking. You will find that there is an entire manifesto of what needs to be done in order to accomplish Plan 2000, in which these Khazarian Zionists wish to have, whether it was called a one world order or Zionism, whatever they called it, because they, communism, you see, communism as a political party is not the same thing as a communistic attitude of everybody giving to according to the needs of a community. So you have to understand that this Khazarian element moved in, and each one on the tribunal board of a new Russia was Jewish or had very, very deep ties to the Jewish people, and most of them just changed their names because that is the modus operandi, so that you can function in a state without being identified. And most of God's little Jewish people will keep their names. And it isn't all what, and sometimes you will find that they will change their name from Berg to Stein or whatever is the most expeditious to commercially and worldly wise make it. So if you look at the protocols, you've got to do several things. You've got to get control of the wealth. Now hold old Jay in your mind while I tell you that. You must destroy the family. If you can get the gold, destroy the family, gain control over education, but basically see, all the while you've got to have commercial control. And it takes a long time to accomplish the things that were accomplished while you put a society to sleep. Then remember that you have to get control of the judicial system. Make your sons and daughters lawyers until they can take over the benches and their moral tale is, always produce whatever number of witnesses you need to win your case. Let them lie, cheat, or steal. It doesn't matter. Produce enough people in there to make your case for you. And then be sure and take the Kol Nidre so that lying is no longer lying. It's a mandatory act to get past the board, the bar association. You see, these are little secret agreements. Anymore, ones who are ethical do not make it. So they just keep them out of the club. Or always are threatening, if you do this, you will come under sanctions and we'll get you. And then that ultimate plum, we'll take away your bar card, your club membership. And always try to make your other sons and daughters into doctors. Then you will have a closed shop. They will use the commercial products because you will now be able to outlaw everything that a man could ordinarily use to make himself stay in good health. So make it so difficult to survive without them that pretty soon they control you. It sounds terrible, we will do away with the welfare system as it is. So what are they working for? They have now caused a whole generation or two of especially, get this, especially the lesser educated blacks. And now they're working on the other lesser educated races. The funny thing is these over from Asia and Europe are better educated, but they can't get a job. Now, we're going to have the giant sucking sound, so there are no jobs. We're going to require that people only be on welfare for a given period of time. Then they've got to get a job. Where are they going to get a job? Now, some of those little ignorant, and I did not say stupid, I said ignorant, unlearned children having babies will have anywhere from 5 to 10. And you're paying for them. Where is a little unwed mother going to go out, and some of these will have 6 or 10 fathers for these children. So this system's bad. But where are you going to find a job that will support 10 children? When there are no jobs. So what happens? The state comes in and takes those children and puts them into a communal situation where they are wards of the state. Then they can keep the ones that are good breeders, keep the ones that are good gun fodder, manage to just simply kill off the rest in one state of affairs or another, or wipe out entire masses with biological warfare. Just because it's under your nose doesn't mean it isn't warfare. Now you've come up with another safe abortion technique. Only takes 2 weeks to kill the child. Safe for who? So what you have, you are now into having less than 4 years to complete the plan and the takeover of America. So this element that is made up of the Fred Goldmans of the world must act rashly. They have to press harder and harder because too many people don't really like it as you get to the gate of the prison or the concentration camp. They have to make it look like it's desirable to get inside that concentration camp. So they've got many, many ways to do it. Have society so bad that you have to live behind bars or get shot or lose everything. You can't have anything, and QVC really makes a bundle on this one. Don't wear your diamonds out. Wear this imitation so nobody steals your real things. Well, why have them? But it's true. Your life is at risk if you have a wedding ring. This is part of the Khazarian world satanic plan to take the planet. And this is the seat of their power. They want to be where it's the best, for goodness sakes, physically. They are sensing humans like you. You are living in a flesh sensing world. And the purpose gets lost in the game. You can only use so much money. You can only drive one car at a time. It is the power. It is the power. And it is the brotherhood. And they enjoy rising themselves up and putting everything under them. This is why they will come in and they will become more powerful than the mafia. And they will ease the lesser criminals out if they can. But they cannot ever bring themselves. Even in their deceit from each other, they have no loyalty, no love, no honor. They don't trust each other. Don't kid yourselves. There's no honor amongst them unless it gives the individual offering something. But if it comes back against you, they'll shoot you. And they don't even know their cause. It's not Israel. It's not God and religion, as they will say. It isn't religion, other than that may be their religion. So there's no integrity amongst them. But they have to push and push and push and push and get this criminal OJ. Lest somebody find out they did it. Ron Goldman was nothing in the world but a pimp for information. And he circulated in that restaurant to get information. And Nicole was all tangled up with Faye Resnick. And they were all tangled up in this hideous little drug-laden, cheap, criminal aspect that you call success in life. And they saw that they could use OJ. And they had to act quickly because OJ and Nicole were getting farther and farther apart. OJ was growing up. And he was beginning to look around at his own life, and he was beginning to relate more and more to ones like Louis Farrakhan. Why do you think they had to lie and say there were not a million people in Washington? There were only 300,000. And got laughed even out of their own papers. They're losing. They're losing. And they have to keep this major distraction going as long as they can. It's their modus operandi. They're nothing but cheap criminals wanting to control your world, and they have figured how to get every inch of property away from you. They control you through the banks, land management. Just yesterday, I hope Rick saw some big trees. They have this big honking deal going now where in the sequoias, they are now going to require that all of the people things be moved out of those big trees. And where they tear down these big lodges and things, they're going to plant more little trees, hoping that they may get three giants.
Huh.
Why don't they just leave the three giants that are already there and quit cutting them down? But no, they're moving the people back, and they say, well, it is not the people's land, it's federal land. Right down here at one of your intersections is a sign that says, keep off, no trespassing, blah, 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 state property. Who's the state? Aren't you the state? Well, how dare them tell you not to come onto your property? Preserve your forest. But I'll guarantee you, in your forest, you ain't going to set foot. These are the lies that have destroyed you. This lie, if they can convict, you see, they're not in a civil trial. They are not going to rest until they find O.J. Simpson guilty of murder. And they've got it all rigged and set to destroy him. So they're never found out. And they can finish off your jury system. Who's going to have faith in a jury system if you can come back in a civil trial and find the legitimate answer that the man is guilty? This is a pivotal case. And it's missed. It's missed. It's more atrocious than an innocent man being a victim here. They make it so he can't even go to London. Don't you see? But the hotbed of world control and deceit is in London. Where the hell do you think your British Israelis are? That's British Israel. And this is U.S. Israel. And until you understand it, you, as, quote, a Christian nation of sovereign people, haven't a prayer. Not a prayer. And yet it can turn around very rapidly. You can see the major signs. I don't care who Ross Perot is. But they just did away with any recognition of a third party. Well, you don't have two. So what are we talking about? And you let some little committee decide. Not you, the people. Even what you are going to witness. And then you go down to vote. Why go vote? Why go? Why waste your time? Why honor this beast any further?
Excuse me, Commander, but it seems like there might be an idea for a solution to this if we could have a movement of some kind that would honor none of the above and have that be documented that there is no legitimate government of the people.
Who's going to do it?
Let's start it.
Gary has worn himself out. Stitch. These people, the Eckers have worn themselves out. Who?
Can we do it? I put it in the form of a question.
I have to put it in the form of a question. Can you do it?
I'm willing to try.
Commander?
Yes.
There is Jerry Brown from the We the People organization, and it's from Kipia Kiridio, and he calls himself a reformed politician, and I'm surprised he's still alive because I think he says it's incredible.
He started a survival center. I don't go around judging people, you know. One's, well, what do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? Why don't you fix something? you will be amazed at what I fixed. Because that's what you said you needed. If you had the wherewithal, we could do it. Just give us a wherewithal. Okay, you've got it. Now what are you going to do? Ask me how to spend it? But that's the story of O.J. And O.J., every man who tries to turn his life a little bit, you see, there's no way that a godly person can get away without this kind of pain. It's wrong. It's wrong. There is right and there is wrong. There is evil and there is good. I don't know anything about bad and good, because that's a perception. But there's right and there is wrong. And it is wrong that God's people should have to pay these kinds of penalties. But that's your enemy. And you let them win. And then they get massively strong until you can't see a way to halt them. Because it means you've got to put aside some of your other own bigotries. Well, I was a Baptist. I'm not going to do a damn thing for that Muslim. They're just pagans. Tex-Mars. Why, do you know that Bo Grites even says the Indians, those pagans, should have rights? This is a question, evangelist. And Bo Grites has got so much to learn. My goodness, until you can let go of these things, nothing else can come unto you. You're not talking freedom, you're talking more tyranny and a lie. If you're just going to replace a lie with more tyranny, then you're not going to get help from out there. But when a man says, I've been called, and I've been called to gather my brethren, and I know that I have been marked for some kind of leadership, is he perfect? Of course he's not perfect. Is he going to tell you what you want to hear? Not if what you want to hear is the lie. More lie. Well, can't I just sort of love them without hugging them? Nope. Not on your life. I don't see many marching for God, quite frankly. And you can see what a big, humongous crowd we've gotten here. And half of those won't come because I'm an E.T. Well, God's an extraterrestrial. He never plants his feet on the ground except in the roots of a tree. You are in an illusion. Transferred here by the thought of God for a schoolroom. You're learning, aren't you? Some are going this way, some are going that way. And you're hung up on distractions. You've forgotten why you went to school. Instead of evolving into greater souls, you're just going like this. And that's the purpose of the adversary. That is Satan's game, to claim your soul for another go-round. If he can keep you stymied, then you're checkmate, see. The bigger game is much higher than you. And God always wins. But you have to have the experience. And for some of you who have been willing to come from those higher realms within the light, that white light, to come down and try to be some kind of guides or messengers and return some truth into this madness is very difficult. On the other hand, God doesn't make mistakes. And whether you volunteered or were drafted or whatever the reason may be, God doesn't make mistakes. And in every physical environment, you have the right of free will choices. And we have had to come up from bankruptcy to build enough that at least you have a voice out there that can reach to the ones who need to hear, and they can take it a little further, and now you've circled the globe. And the ones who needed to hear have answered. And boy, they have trumpets to blow. And that's why they have been segregated away from your ability to touch them. But they can see, and you have not been allowed to know. And yet we politically made sure that the ones over here in the highest positions had an opportunity, and I, Yorgos, Seri, Hatton, have met personally with them, and that's something you haven't even had. And they know their days are numbered, and they're frantic. And I'm going to remind you of something Terry said in this room. God love all of you. That's not what he said, but he tells you, I went to the Himalayas and I studied with the immortals for 7 years. He did. And he had to survive at 32,000 feet. And didn't anybody notice anything? The highest point on your earth is like 29 something.
Yep. That's right.
Doesn't that tell you where Terry came from? I sent Terry. It was a weekend when I would like to have landed a ship right out here in the field.
Me too.
Yeah, Brent.
I'll take Terry.
But to get his ticket, Brent's got to wash my ship. My ship happens to be big enough to block out the sun, and it will do so for some 3 days that I told you will be 3 days of grace for you to begin to put your shit together.
When, Commander?
Probably a lot sooner than you would prefer. But if Brent starts washing now, but Terry is off doing his thing. He really truly is. And you will meet him again. He's an interesting being. And a lot of you fill these roles, and you come to experience, and it's a lark. It truly is a lark to see the changes that take place in a couple of thousand years. And try to relate to you ones when your whole life has become a Therian light at 32,000 feet. But the brothers understand. And when you start trying to bring monsters from outer space, I'm telling you, you will have developed these, and you will get them. Believe me, Majestic 12 will present them to you on a platter out of nice, shiny UFOs. You will note that in every instance of UFO or downed craft, that the government's there before you ever find out anything. And what they have developed technologically, don't be so concerned about the aliens that they have developed. Be concerned about the technology that can pulverize you, break you back into particulate. That's all a hologram is, you know, is a compilation of everything from the universal system put into a light form. And the denser it is its relative frequency and its tonal sound, harmonics. And wouldn't it be nice if we could get past this political garbage and into something really worth talking about? And that is, what actually is going on? What is the science of the universe that reaches you beyond this tiny, tiny little area of compression and allows you to expand and participate in the magnificence of a cosmic universe? You got to fight all your little wars and worry about your little phone bill. And Mr. Edison has to worry all the time about whether or not you're going to develop something that doesn't require his electricity. And then Mr. Bush has to worry all the time, he and Maggie Thatcher, over whether or not you're going to stop using his oil. And then you'll lose control. Those Emirate countries, Iraq, Iran, they didn't need really any more tools. All they needed was some unification to cut off your oil. That was what this last thing was about in Iraq. And they said it to you. We can't afford to have two-thirds of our oil supply controlled by Saddam. Who are they kidding? They were siphoning oil out from under Iraq. The pipelines. Whoever cuts off your supply of oil has won the world. And that's why they're not going to let you have little black boxes. You know, always, once or twice a week, I have some brilliant newcomer write me, just tell me the secret of the little black box so that I can develop this and give freedom to the world and free electricity or let me win the lottery and I'll give you a third of it. Well, big deal. Why don't I win the lottery and I get all of it? I don't trust you guys. God gives you everything. And all he asks back is that you trust him enough to give it back to him. Here it is, Father. You blessed me. Here it is. Take it all. And me. And he will return it to you 100-fold in kind. 100-fold. What is 100-fold? It's a big deal if you're talking $10 billion, for instance. You see, there's not enough money in the world to support anything. And they've hoarded the gold off. So it's really, really annoying to them that this entire contract that they conjured, that they found, they proved up, they did the Thorndike tables of calculations so it would be 44% compounded forever into infinity, and they based it on gold, a real commodity. And then they set about printing nothing but trashy, burn me paper. their notes, their currency, their valid tender is no more valuable than your newspaper. Both are worthless. But they did it. They didn't realize they were doing it for God. But they did it. And I think they should get the consequences of that 100-fold washed back over them, don't you? And if you're talking something that won't even mark out in your computers, it takes pages and pages and pages just to come up with a calculation. And they did it right over in Los Angeles in the Federal Reserve Bank. And then they said, but we will only honor buying it from you, hook, line, and sinker, for $2.410 billion. And since then, this very, you know, within these 2 month period of time, they've offered $250 million if we'd make it go away. It won't go away. It's not going to go away. It's sitting now in the IMF, the World Bank, Lloyd's of London, Robel, two or three Federal Reserves, Treasury. I don't know what to do. Mr. Bush is in trouble. He's used so much of it. So my answer to that is, fine, he's moved it over to Bahrain. I suggest that those funding parties who have enough money to fund it themselves, and they do, and there will be, they simply send the bill to Bahrain, to Mr. Bush's energy company.